Hello, lovelies, and welcome back to the Fat Joy podcast. I'm Sophia, and I've been the host of the Fat Joy podcast for almost 2 years and 100 episodes. That number really snuck up on me. 100 episodes, 100 conversations that got shared globally, that center the experiences of fat people living in a world that spends billions of dollars to disappear us. And I am so proud of what we've all created together. There would be no podcast if you didn't listen. And not only did you listen, you wrote to me, you suggested guests, and you reviewed and supported the podcast. I am so filled with the deepest gratitude to you. And now I'm going to pause. Oh, that's hard to say. I always knew I wanted to get to 100 episodes, but when I was planning, I like, when I started out the podcast, I had no idea if that was possible. I didn't know if people would listen, if guests would agree to talk to me, if I could afford to pay for everything I needed. And there were just so many questions, so many unknowns. But we did it. We built momentum, talked to the most incredible guests that I am so happy to now call friends, and figured out a way to make the financials work. This podcast became one of the most essential and purposeful parts of my life. And I'm so proud that we became a top 2% global podcast. As much as I'd love to keep producing the podcast, I've just been feeling this like itchy, scratchy desire for both rest and change. So, hence the podcast pause. Maybe I'll pick it back up again, but with a different focus, maybe a co-host, maybe something totally different is brewing. I'm going to be doing a Fat Joy writing retreat starting in September. Maybe I have dreams of doing Fat Joy retreats, Fat Joy group coaching programs, a Fat Joy book. I'm just not sure yet. There's a lot of possibilities. And what I do know is that creativity needs space and time to emerge. And with every spare moment filled with the podcast work, I have not been able to feel into what I know is waiting just beneath the surface. So, most immediately, this frees up some of my time for the Fat Joy newsletter, which is hosted on Substack. So, you can go to fatjoy.substack, substack.com. I'm loving doing the newsletter. I kind of describe it as a mix of personal stories and practical strategies for living in an anti-fat world. Talking to inspiring people has always been one of my biggest joys. So I have continued recording conversations with them, and I'm sharing those videos in the newsletter. They're a little shorter, usually around 30 minutes. And many of our conversations are focused on advocacy and how we can shift our own little ecosystems away from anti-fatness and diet culture and towards a kinder, gentler world for all people with marginalizations. And I'm also chatting with non-fat folks who are doing really great anti-diet and fat positive work in the world. And I've been sharing my own writing. Oh, it's so humbling. In the newsletter as well. There's some pieces in there with my thoughts on Aubrey Gordon's film, Your Fat Friend. There is a three-part series on my body-affirming visit to a sex club. I'm doing a lot of writing about my own moments where the choice for fat joy was right there, and I could choose it or I could choose a different path. And so I'm so interested in that moment of choice. And I'm doing a lot of writing around those moments that I've experienced in my life and sharing them. So the newsletter is free. But you will want to subscribe with your email, because when I release new content, which is about once a month, maybe twice a month, so it's not a lot, you're going to get it directly into your inbox. So fatjoy.substack.com. And also the link is in the episode notes. It's on my Instagram. It's kind of everywhere. So you can find it and subscribe to it. And yeah, kind of keep connected with Fat Joy in that way. So as I've been reflecting on these 2 years of the podcast, I've had some aha moments that I thought might be interesting to share with you. For me, aha moments are often practical and proven and more about seeing a new pattern. I don't think any of these will be unknown to you, but I think they're profound, at least for me, in that I forget them all the time. I need to have them shown to me repeatedly. Like I just need the reminder. And I thought, you know, that might be true for you as well. So my first reflection is that every time a guest shared their relationship to the word fat, oh, I felt like my own lived experience was validated. And I knew from the very beginning that I wanted to ask every single guest this very specific question at the beginning of the interview, because so many of us who live in marginalized bodies feel like we're the only ones who struggle, the only ones who have those awful thoughts and feelings about ourselves, the only ones who have experienced that kind of discrimination by others and by, you know, in relationships and family systems, at hospitals. Like, we tend to think we're the only one because that's what shame does, right? Shame is all about alienating us, making us feel like we're the only ones. And damn it, it is not true. And I know this as a coach because I talk to people about this all the time. So I wanted to surface that for everyone listening by asking each guest to share their journey with the word fat. And every time they did that, I, and I hope you could feel like deep empathy, deep relatability. And I found too, it really helped soften my feelings towards my own journey with the word fat. Because, you know, we're all connected through these acts of liberating ourselves from diet culture, and we can't forget that. We are not alone in this. And so that's like a really big reflection that I got reminded of repeatedly, and I'm so grateful for. So the next aha is to absolutely meet your heroes. Oh my gosh. There were so many episodes where I had butterflies in my stomach and tears in my eyes as I opened up Zoom and saw the face. Oh my God, the face of someone who had been so key in my own body liberation journey because of their thought leadership, their content creation. And there they were sitting in front of me, and I would be completely tongue-tied, dazzled, overwhelmed. And many times you heard it. And my gosh, like every single one of these guests was so generous and so patient as I dried my eyes, found my voice, and began the interview. And then they would share so generously with us. They would share their stories, and I could feel it changing me. So reach out to your heroes. Let the people who influence you, who support you, whether you know them or not, let them know how their presence in this world helps you live more gently in it, with more empowerment, with more dedication to liberation for all. I mean, let people know that they're making a difference in this world. I'm so grateful to my fat elders, and I hope you've been able to connect to many of them through the podcast as well. One of the most intimidating podcasts, or sorry, podcasts, one of the most intimidating part of doing the podcast was actually asking those guests to be on it. I mean, I'm like, hi, I'm a stranger. Please bare your soul publicly by talking about some of your most painful experiences. Right? But here's the thing, almost everyone I asked said yes. So I feel like the aha for me in this one is more about doing our own inner work to make the ask, to kind of challenge the fear of getting a no, and to trust that we are worthy of being visible. I kept telling myself, look, my job is to ask, and then their job is to say yes or no. I'm not going to do their job for them. I'm just going to ask, and they can say yes or no. And their answer doesn't have to mean anything about me as a person. A no did not diminish my sense of worthiness. So if that's helpful for you in your life in any way, just remember, your job is the ask. It's someone else's job to say yes or no. I would say that there's one like the most profound takeaway I've experienced through doing this podcast is just how powerful and life-giving it is to be in fat community. Oh my God. I have most often been the fattest in my family and in my friend groups, and I had spent years and years longing for people who looked like me, but I didn't know how to get it. It wasn't, I would say it's only pretty recently in my, purview, last couple of years, where fat positive pool parties are happening. 10 years ago, this was not accessible. And so I felt very lacking in fat community. So being able to connect deeply with 100 other fat people, those guests from around the world, oh God, it's just made me even more certain that fat liberation and fat positivity is the way forward. Belonging is our most fundamental human need. And I know now, unequivocally, I know 100% that my body belongs in this world. And I also know that yours does too. Your body, no matter what it looks like, is deserving of safety, gentleness, and dignity. And do not let diet culture and anti-fatness diminish how you show up in this world. And if you're not fat, then please don't stand by where our world tries to shame and stigmatize fat people. Be our ally. All right, my lovelies, I'm going to close with a poem. I love reading poetry out loud, and that's why when I started the podcast, I thought, well, it's my podcast. I can do whatever I want. So why not read some poetry to close out these powerful conversations? Because what I'd always found is that what poetry is so good at is that it can just hold all the bigness, the big feelings, the big thoughts while we process them. So I'm going to read the poem I read after episode one, the very first episode I ever did, which is Wild Geese by Mary Oliver. And this is such a well-known poem, and I also don't think we can hear it too much. Of course, my favorite part is about letting the soft animal of our bodies love what it loves. I remember reading this poem so long ago, and that first time I was deep in my eating disorder, really in body hatred. Oh my gosh, I feel so much compassion for how I was living in the world back then. I felt that it was impossible to trust my body. I felt that I couldn't let my body be in charge of anything. So when I read that line about letting the soft animal of my body love what it loves, it blew my mind. I was like, no one had ever said anything like that to me before. I'd never heard that before. I feel like that one phrase opened a door for me that I kind of tentatively walked through. And that's when I found body positivity and then into the next door, which was fat liberation. And I will be forever grateful to the late Mary Oliver for the permission that she gives everyone in those two lines of the poem. So here it is, Wild Geese by Mary Oliver. You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese, high in the clean blue air, are heading home again. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination, calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over, announcing your place in the family of things. Oh, it's just sacred and divine. All right, my lovelies, I am going to sign off now with tears in my eyes. So much gratitude to you for listening. Please do head over to Substack so we can stay connected and you can, be part of what comes next for Fat Joy. I know that I am so deeply honored and grateful that you've been part of this journey with me. Thank you.